Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. G.K. Chesterton once pointed out that it is a pleasure in the heart of hell to tell the truth in such a way as to lead people astray. Satan told Adam and Eve that if they ate the forbidden fruit, they would be like God. And then they did become like God, but in a way that destroyed instead of glorified them. Satan loves to focus on the wrong truth, to lead you into sin by focusing on the wrong truth. Now, in everything we do, there are three parts: what you are trying to do, why you're trying to do it, and the circumstances of the situation. These are three tests, so to speak, and all three must be good. You have to pass all three tests for your action to be a good action. But what Satan will do, and what he does to all of us, is he focuses our attention on the test we truly pass. That way, he distracts us from the test we fail. And that's the way he leads us into sin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Whenever you do something intrinsically wrong, an action that attacks some human good, Satan calls attention to the truth that your intentions were good, or that the situation was such an extreme one that you had to. For example, a girl may agree to sleep with her boyfriend by saying, "I just really want to show him I love him." That's a good motivation. Or, "We're going to get married anyway, after all. The circumstances." But the action, what she's doing, it's wrong. Or a priest may preside at a same-sex wedding ceremony and say, "I just want them to know that the church hasn't turned its back on them." That's a good motivation. Or, "If I don't, They've said they'll cut God out of their lives completely, and I don't want that. Circumstances. Still, what he's doing is wrong. Or a man may be a financial advisor or a contractor for home repairs or a mechanic who works for a company that practices charging hidden fees or recommends unnecessary products or services, and in this way cheats and exploits people. And he might say, look, I'm just trying to pay the mortgage and support my family. What's wrong with that? And anyway, it's not like I have any other job prospects. Well, those are understandable motivations, and it's a difficult situation, but it still doesn't justify ripping people off. So if you find yourself constantly reassuring yourself that your intentions are good and that you're in a really difficult situation, watch out. That may be Satan getting you to focus on the wrong truth, and you need to look very carefully at what you're doing. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sometimes what you're doing is okay, but why you're doing it is really wrong. You might want to fire somebody just because they get on your nerves. Then the temptation will be to focus on how it's your prerogative to let people go. And you did document the weaknesses of this person. Okay, but was that really why you fired them? Or you might be secretly resentful of someone, a friend or a spouse or a coworker, and turn them down every time they invite you to do something together. You might say, listen, there's nothing wrong with not going out for coffee, or not going over to someone's house, or not answering a call, or not being intimate with my spouse. It's not like I'm always obligated to say yes to everyone. That's true, but if you're saying no out of an anger or resentment, then that's a perverse motivation. If your motives are corrupt, Satan will always work to point out that objectively, on paper, what you're doing or not doing is perfectly legitimate. But focusing on that truth will, if your motives are corrupt, just confirm you in your sin of unforgiveness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Again, if you're doing something totally inappropriate to your particular situation, your circumstances, Satan will always try to focus on the wrong truth. Maybe you're a dad and a business owner, and your family and your employees really need your undivided attention, but you suddenly realize that you want to be a permanent deacon. What a good thing! And it's great that you want to get more involved at the parish, but it's not for you. If your family or your business that supports a lot of families needs your focus, the exact wrong thing for you to do is escape from that and hop up on the altar. Focusing on what a great thing the permanent diaconate is would be the wrong truth for you. Or if you're a priest or a married man and a woman wants to confide in you about her unhappy marriage and she wants to keep confiding in you about it, wow, that's bad news. You need to run from that. That's how priests end up leaving the priesthood and how adulterous affairs get started. But what is Satan going to say? He's going to say, look, there's nothing intrinsically wrong about comforting a woman in distress. That's just basic chivalry. And you do want to help her, don't you? You do feel bad for her, don't you? He's going to focus on the wrong truth, and the right truth is that an unhappy woman can certainly go to a priest for confession or a professional for professional advice, but if she needs emotional support and guidance, she should get it from family and friends and maybe a wise religious nun instead. If you forget that, Satan will have used the wrong truth to lead you astray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's an incredible poem called The Robe of Christ, and it imagines that Satan was one of the soldiers who played dice for Jesus' robe, and Satan won it. And since that time, Satan is able to disguise himself in that robe. He can make himself look like Jesus. He can tempt us in such a way that we don't know whether it's the devil speaking to us or the Lord. After all, as we said, Satan usually tempts us with the truth, just the wrong truth. So how do we know when it's the wrong truth? Well, now we know the main way to catch Satan in his deceitful truth. We make the truth pass all three tests. We look at what we're doing and why we're doing and what the concrete circumstances are. And for this to be good, it has to pass all three. We don't just look at the tests we pass. We look to see if there's any we fail. But we should also pray to Our Lady, because even if we don't see the devil in disguise, she knows the difference between Jesus and the devil. The poet knows that the robe of Christ could be a cover for temptation. So he invokes Mary. He says, I see the robe. I look, I hope, I fear. But there is one who will direct my troubled mind. Christ's mother, she knows her son. This is the man of lies, she says, disguised with fearful art. He has the wounded hands and feet, but not the wounded heart. Beside the cross on Calvary, she watched them as they diced. She saw the devil join the game and win the robe of Christ. So if we constantly turn to Mary, she will prevent us from ever letting Satan lead us astray by presenting us with the wrong truth. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, we've been going over this concept for a number of meditations now, and I'm getting confirmations every day of just how relevant this is because of the, as I said before, I get so many emails and texts from people who are in very difficult situations, mm-hmm. and they want to justify doing evil actions because their situations are so difficult. Mm-hmm. I'm just amazed by how many young couples want to live together because they claim they're in such dire economic situations. Mm. Or how many young women have said to me, I have to sleep with the guy or I'll just be left alone forever. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if we get pregnant, there's a good chance my wife will die. So we have to practice contraception, or one of us has to be sterilized. Mm-hmm. Or I receive all kinds of emails about couples who are in the really difficult situation of not being able to have children. And so they go through artificial insemination and in vitro fertilization, which is intrinsically evil.
I think people, for starters, a lot of people just aren't aware of the teaching on that. And also, I think at the root of most of these things is that I think as people, we struggle because we think our happiness lies in one thing. So you think, I'm not going to be... And I mean, it's such a great desire to want children, but we think, if it's not my child, it's so different. But if you're really driven to have children, it shouldn't just be about having a copy of yourself. It should be about giving back to that child, loving that child, which is in its own way such a sacrifice, but my point isn't specifically on those, but that we get locked up in what we think our greatest happiness is going to be. Like, if you think, I can't uphold my moral values because then I would lose this guy. But genuinely, being alone would be better than being with someone who cares more about sleeping with you than you as an individual. And that's kind of at the root of all of these problems. That we get so caught up in the little pleasures of life that are truly good things, but they're not going to make life perfect anyways.
Very well said.
Like, you think just sleeping with that guy, he's not going to leave you anyways?
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of women experience you give in, and that's the moment when they just bail.
Yeah.
And then you're more devastated.
Yeah.
But there's always something tough around the corner that's not part of life that we can control, and it's not the greatest happiness. And that's really frustrating because it feels like it doesn't click with our design. But in a way, I think the more we can kind of unveil our eyes and see what we really want or what would actually make us happy, we start letting go of those things, and then you're not upset every single time you lose something that you thought would be your greatest happiness.
That's so well said. And as you were speaking, what strikes me is that when we do actions that are intrinsically evil, meaning they're bad regardless of your intentions or circumstances, those actions always attack the goodness you're trying to preserve.
Yes, exactly.
And then in the long run, guess what? You're going to have to give up those things anyway.
Mm. Yeah.
But Satan tempts us so strongly with something in the moment where we think without it, I can't be happy ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the most blatantly untrue thing, because for starters, at some point, most of the things that you think your happiness relies upon, at some point you probably didn't have them.
And at some point you won't have it.
Yeah. On either side.
On either side. So your happiness can't be based on it either way.
Yeah. But it is important to also bring it back to this meditation of things that are more complicated from our perspective because it's not intrinsically evil. Oh, I want to help this person, but maybe A, I'm not the person to do it. B, it's not the right time.
Yeah.
C, I'm doing it in the wrong way.
Yeah, I think you're right. The circumstance, wrong circumstances are one of the hardest to judge.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be doing the right thing for the right reason, or you can be doing a good thing for a good reason, but in the wrong circumstance.
Yeah,
right thing, right reason, wrong time.
What's that phrase? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Right.
It's not that if you have good intentions, you're an evil person, but it's that if you stop at just the intention, you're not going to do a whole lot of good.
No.
It reminds me of this scene in War and Peace, which I don't think I have to apologize for spoiling for anyone. Most people who have picked it up are like, I'm already tired. And this is also, there's not really plot points, but at some point, a character inherits a lot of money and he's like, I'm going to change everything and I'm going to do so much good and I'm going to put all these schools in place and that's going to change everything. And he's so happy and he's really giving back to the community now that he's taking care of his land in Russia. And then he walks away and the following chapter just breaks down everything that's going wrong because of what he's doing. Because it's very idealistic.
Yeah.
Of I can just throw money at this.
Yeah.
But because I have the right intention, I'm perfect. And the people still aren't happy.
Yeah.
And this is how we kind of create that cycle.
Yeah. That's a good example.
But I think it's especially dangerous when, obviously, if you're doing an evil act, you might be deep down inside aware that you don't have the right intention, so you feel it in your gut, but you still really want to justify it logically, and you're kind of at war between your gut and your brain. But when it comes to doing something for the right reasons, but in the wrong circumstances, it's way more complicated because I don't think you're getting either response.
You know, exactly.
You're just go, go, go.
That's exactly, and that is You're making a really good point, and that's precisely when you need a good spiritual director or good friends. You need somebody outside of you who can point it out.
Every time I've been in that situation, it's only taken other people to say, either, why are you really doing this? Or, I don't think you should be the person doing this.
You're so right. Because we can't be objective toward ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's why we can see so clearly for other people. Mm-hmm. Because, quite frankly, our feelings, our emotions cloud our judgment. That's just reality.
And we all just have limited views.
We have limited views. But now we're actually getting into one of our next meditations.
Oh, we always do this. It actually just reveals the genius of John Mark, because it just unfolds that way.
It's very logically planned out.
As we come up with any question, he's coming up with the answer already. It's truly brilliant.
But thanks for the great insights.
Thank you. I really appreciate
it. And that is one of the main purposes of conversation. I have a limited insight, but by talking with you, I get a greater insight.
Yeah, we need counsel and we need to be in discussion of these things.
Thank you. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.